Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle, and we're back. We're back in the saddle after a mid-season break. We're two funny boys, and we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads and convenient to listen to podcast form. Glenn, I missed you.
Hey, bud.
How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while.
It's been a couple weeks since we were able to sit down and kind of put our heads together for the good of the people.
Yeah, been busy fellas.
So you were traveling. I was home working, which is fine. No judgment, but I'm curious. It's the most interesting thing that you saw on your travels across this fine country while you were on tour.
I was in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Had a lovely time in both. I was at the Mommy Mary and Joseph Comedy Festival in Fort Wayne. I still am not 100% sure why it's called that.
That was my number one question, and I just didn't.
It's a comedy festival. So I, at one point, got a higher than I was expecting royalty check for my album. I get quarterly checks, but I never know what they're going to be for. Like this last one was the lowest I've ever gotten. So much so that like it made me rethink my career. But the one before that, I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. So I put some of the money towards like submitting to a bunch of festivals. And when I got the acceptance email for this one, I'm like, I don't specifically remember applying to this one. Like, I don't know what this name is. I'll do it. Like, sure, I'll come. But I didn't remember it. I don't know why it's called that. It's something to do with the Native Americans that live in the area. I think we're the Maumee. Oh. Mary and Joseph, I don't know. I don't know if it's like the big ones, like from the Bible.
Right.
Or how that ties in.
I got no idea.
I have no idea.
Got no
but it
idea.
Was. I had a lovely time. The most interesting thing I saw, probably my friend Sarah, who lives in Toledo, she's been here in beautiful Bethlehem, Pennsylvania a couple times to see shows at Steel Stacks, which is where I met her.
Oh, cool. I like that you're pointing right now.
Just
like,
kind of in the general direction of where the building is.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so she came out because I saw how close Fort Wayne was to Toledo.
Honestly, had no idea.
It's like an hour and a half, so like not very close, but I don't know. I mean, as anybody who listened to the episode 2 weeks ago where I tried to do all the states and their capitals, like, I don't have a great handle on, like, the middle part.
Yeah.
I might have skipped Indiana altogether. I know that there were some states that I left off that probably, I don't think there's a Dakota in there anywhere.
Well, the good news is we've received no complaints or emails from any of those states. Also, for those keeping track, Creed Bratton has also not reached out to us yet. So, I mean,
I just saw him in a commercial or something, yeah. And it made me had the thought. I was like, oh, I should try to follow up with him about that. And then I didn't.
Yeah. Story of our lives. Story of our lives.
Oh, well, So my friend Sarah came, and then she came to my show, and then we went and saw a late night riff screening of Reefer Madness.
Oh, how delightful.
Yeah, it was a fun thing to do. And then Springfield, the most interesting thing I saw was the steps of my Airbnb that I fell down.
Are you sure you saw them? Because you fell down them.
Yeah, well, I was coming down carrying all my stuff, and I posted about it. I was like, oh, I fell down some steps at my Airbnb, and a couple people were like, oh, are you going to sue? No, was the answer. They had free snacks. They still got 5 stars.
Oh, dang. What kind of snacks did they have for you?
They put like a little like welcome baggie or like not a full bat, like smaller than a basket, but bigger than a cup,
like a bowl,
like a bowl, but not like you wouldn't eat cereal out of it. It wasn't like a cereal bowl.
It was like a basket without a handle.
Maybe like just a tiny basket full of snacks in my room. And then when I was checking in, the guy was giving me a tour that I didn't want or ask for. And he showed me where the kitchen was. He's like, oh, here's a bunch of snacks. Take anything you want. I was like, awesome. He's like, and if you're leaving in the morning, just grab some for the road. I was like, I'm absolutely going to do that. Thank you. Yeah. Took a lot. And yeah, plus like I didn't trip down. It wasn't like dangerous stairs. There wasn't like a loose board. I was just clumsy idiot climbing down some steps with all, like, had my bags and everything with me. It was super early because I had to catch a bus.
Well, I'm glad.
What was the most interesting thing you saw in Bethlehem?
Oh, boy.
Was it my friend Sarah?
It wasn't. She's from Toledo. She wasn't here. You were with her, so you know that's not what I saw that was interesting. What is the most interesting thing I saw while you were gone?
How many times did you watch Reefer Madness?
I didn't watch Reefer Madness at all. I was disappointed by Hellboy.
I saw. I knew how much you were looking forward to it.
Yeah, really a gut punch.
And then I heard your episode.
It was real bad. I was going to try to do more with that episode, but honestly, like...
Just Hellboy sucking just really took it out of you?
It really did.
I have no interest in Hellboy.
It's okay.
Like, the movie came out, and everyone's like, this is a great comic. Like, you probably love it. You like comics. I was like,
great comic.
Honestly, never heard of it. And they explained the premise to me. I was like...
No, it's not something you're into now, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I went... First movie was like, yeah, pretty good. It's a fun movie. I like that one quite
good.
A bit.
Yeah.
Second one, don't understand it. Couldn't. There's gold people or something. I don't know.
Well, don't see this new one. That's the
new.
The
I'm not awesome. Gonna. I don't. Plus, those movies came out when I was in college. Like, that's prime go see a movie you don't really care about.
Right.
Territory.
Yeah. Now you have too many children and don't.
I'm about to turn
that.
36, and I have the most children in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna go see Hellboy just to give it a shot. You know.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Unless, like, if I was traveling and had some time to kill, then I might. Like, I saw Shazam.
When
I was in Alfred, New York, the first week that we were off, because I had nothing to do.
Yeah.
I walked around an antique store, which I like to do when I'm traveling, but they closed at like 2.
As they always do.
Yeah. On like a Thursday, they're like, get out. I was like, oh, all right. Then I went and saw Shazam. Also pretty fun.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting it, because like DC movies are bad typically.
Mm-hmm.
So this looked like they were trying to overcorrect, like with one that was like too silly and fun. There was some of that, but I don't know. It was kind of won me back at the end there.
That's good. Well, you want to dive into it?
Hell
yeah. You
want
to get back to the task at hand, recreating the entirety of Wikipedia for the betterment of humanity?
Yeah.
Okay, so housekeeping. Let's see. The current score, according to the post-it note underneath my computer, we've won 14 episodes.
Yeah.
Wikipedia has won 11. We've tied 6. I don't know how many we didn't keep track of, but that's
who
where we're at right now.
Who can say?
No one can.
Probably an obsessive duty cycler.
Probably.
You hear things about, like, people, like, taking obsessive... Like, you can find information on anything that's ever aired on Jeopardy on like a couple of websites, because people just obsessively watch it and like catalog questions and answers and how many points everybody has. I don't know if anybody's doing that for improvised Wikipedia, and quite frankly, it makes me sad.
Well, I mean, that's a good segue to our next piece of housekeeping. We famously achieved the number 15 spot on the Apple comedy podcast charts in the country of Niger, according to the service chartable.com. I know our quest is to get to number one. If we get to number one on that chart, we will tour that country with this show. We're moving in the wrong direction.
Ooh.
Yeah, we are down 3 spots. We are in the 18 slot right now.
I'm not happy about it.
Yeah. Let's see who's directly above us. Radio Sex. Radio Sex is right in front
of us. I think we mentioned them.
Yep.
When we talked about this the first time, Race Wars is still
there,
beating us.
Yeah, something called My Internet Diary, The BS Show, The Breakfast Club, but not the movie. Looks
not
like
the movie, the popular radio show.
Yeah, something called Porn Minus Porn.
I saw that picture on your screen. I just thought that was just something you were
just
searching for.
Yeah, you know, I had some time to kill before you got here. Well, so, I mean, if you want us to tour country of Niger, you gotta get those
gotta
downloads
bump us
up
in the number
bump
one
us
spot.
Up. Or at least get us past Radio Sex, honestly.
I mean, short-term goal, I want to get in the top 10. Like, number one, who knows if we'll ever hit it.
Sure.
We can get to number 9.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
We gotta believe in ourselves.
That's good, man. I just want to jump over Radio Sex. That's all I want. Well, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the episode that turns it all around and starts us moving in the right direction. Since we're not dominating the charts here in the United States,
no.
let's go where our fans are.
Yeah. I got, like I said, when we talked about it the first time, I have a passport. This is a threat I'm willing to follow through on. We get a number one spot, I will buy a plane ticket and like find a venue and go.
It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good. Well, let's dive in. I threw up an ask for subjects on the Facebook. I've got 10 pretty solid responses here, Glenn. So I'm going to need a number between 1 and 10.
I'm going to need a number 2.
Number 2.
Yeah.
From friend of the podcast.
I thought it would be funny if I said I needed a number 2.
Yeah, it was. I wasn't anally fixated for once, and I was just moving forward. It's good.
Like my number 2.
Friend of the podcast, very funny comedian Whitney Pernick.
Ooh, one of the best.
One of the good ones.
One of the top 18 Pernicks around.
Oh, I have her
top 10. Whitney for sure.
Yeah, for sure. She wants to know about the tufted titmouse.
Okay.
So just right off the top.
Right off the
you
top.
You giggled at the name. You can't handle the word tit.
No, I mean, the question is, do we go in the obvious direction and talk about a mouth with giant boobs? Is that what we're doing?
We talk. It's a tufted titmouse is a bird.
I know, but I feel like the obvious thing is, don't do that.
Well, that's how we would lose the. That's how we'd
talk
lose
about
the
a mouse with a big rack, with big naturals, just a mouse, like Danger Mouse, but with like a solid set of D's.
I mean,
now
I don't really know what to say, bud.
Now I'm picturing it. Just Danger Mouse standing there in a bikini. Somebody draw this for me, please.
I'm pretty sure that already exists.
You know what? You didn't know about Sonic pregnant art. I'm pretty sure that there's got to be Danger Mouse with boobs
on
the internet.
I bet you could probably have some different variety. And when we're done yapping our nonsense, I'll Google that. I'll open an incognito browser for you, bud.
All right, so this will be our second bird.
Cardinal was one of our very first episodes.
Yeah.
Shout out to
our
friends.
I think that was the first out of the gate. We went Cardinal.
Shout out to our friends at the Casual Birder Podcast.
Yeah,
they would do a much better job with this
subject
than we would.
Feel better, Susie. She's currently not feeling well.
No, feel better, Susie.
So tough tip. So we're gonna disappoint Susie. Is basically.
Well, I mean, hey, let's. I mean, I don't know. This I feel like animal pages.
So
are
lots of
good.
Birds are tits,
but not all of them are tit mice.
Right. So I feel like we gotta. Why tits? John, why tits?
I believe to produce milk to nourish the
But not
youth.
In birds. Birds don't have
Well, you didn't
plans.
Ask me why. You said why tits.
Why
man.
Tits, John?
You're just like, John, why
John,
tits?
Why come tits?
Why come tits?
Why tits?
Glenn, are you okay, buddy? You usually don't work this blue.
What?
Senor cum tits what? Over here.
Like, what's it mean, though? If you're a bird and you're a tit.
I didn't know there were other birds that... Is tit a category of bird?
Maybe. It might not be.
I don't think it is.
There's got to be at least one other tit bird, or why would I think this? Booby might be the other one. There's a couple boobies.
Blue-footed booby, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple boobies. Do you think just, like, birders is nasty? Do you think that's why?
I don't know. I mean, titmouse is one word.
Yeah, but, like, if you're an ornithologist and you're also obsessed with breasts and you get to name a couple birds, like.
So you're postulating that the person that discovered the blue-footed booby and the tufted titmouse was the same breast-infatuated.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was. I'm trying to think of a funny boob name, but that doesn't make sense.
Right.
Because if you have a funny boob name, you're probably not going to be that into boobs.
Well, I mean, this is a small bird. I've seen them in my parents' backyard.
Okay, so you have.
I have experience.
First-hand experience.
The tufted titmouse.
Tufted titmouse.
So tufted, like, it's got a little tuft on the top of its head, not unlike a cardinal. That little,
isn't that a crest? Wouldn't a tuft be, like, where your boobs are?
Maybe. I don't, honestly. I mean, we were doomed from the start on this one. I think you and I both knew it.
So where is they at?
My parents' backyard. The bird
so
feeder.
They are native... To
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where John's parents live. So titmouse, I'm assuming, is a size thing.
It's small. It's a small, like finch-like bird.
So if you're gonna call a thing a mouse, tits or otherwise, like you're implying it is small.
Sure.
Like that's why it's mouse.
Yeah.
Tits, because it's got big naturals.
Got big old naturals.
So I think tuft like would be like a chest thing, right? So maybe it's got like.
So you're really holding out for the feather boob.
I'm thinking it's a small bird that looks like it's got booby feathers.
I don't think that's it. I think
I don't know. I don't know anything about.
I think it's
crested, or most birds.
I think it's crested, like a cardinal, okay. And that's what they're calling the tuft. I think it's got a something about Mary hairstyle.
Okay.
And they decided to call that. Oh, look at that! Look at that little guy's tufted.
Look at that tuft.
Look at that little tuft.
Look at that tuft. He's like a little mouse that's got boobs on him.
Yeah. A little tufted titmouse.
Tufted titmouse. Are there untufted titmice? I'm sorry, teats mouse.
Teat mouse? Teat mice?
Teats mice. That's the plural. Teats mice.
Untufted teats mice, they are usually shunned by the other birds of the species and often don't survive for very long.
Well,
so they exist, but they're it's sort of a sad existence for them. They get shunned. The tufted titmouse.
When
is
when was it first identified?
Cool.
Where? Here in Bethlehem? At your parents' house?
Well, I mean, they didn't live there back then.
Well, no, because your parents
older,
aren't
they're older
fucking vampires. But
well, I mean, I actually don't know that.
Like, but that spot where your parents' house is was there.
Yeah.
Probably. When was Bethlehem founded?
1741 was when it got its name.
Ooh. So who's finding birds 5 years before there was a town here?
Well, no, that's when it got its name. That's when it was founded. Right,
so like
people were
still
here.
All right.
Right.
Bird enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Heard all
I
the
mean,
great
I'm pretty
birds.
Sure they came
Are they mentioned in Shakespeare?
The Tufted Titmouse?
Yeah.
No. It doesn't, really work with iambic pentameter.
There's a this is a real thing. So this rich maniac was obsessed with recreating the world of Shakespeare in the Americas. And his plan was, well, we need all the birds that get mentioned, obviously. So he kept trying to, like, bring them over. He would, like, get a bunch of whatever, like, if a loon was mentioned, he's like, well, I'm just going to go, like, snatch up a bunch of loons, put them on a boat, and let them loose. Most of them died immediately,
mm-hmm.
but that is why we have starlings. So, like,
is that the same thing with a grackle? Maybe
there were two that like really took off, and it was
I think we got it
starlings
and grackles.
And grackles. It might be
sounds like the name of like an old timey accounting firm. that's where Scrooge cut his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Starlings and Grackles.
Starlings and Grackles. That sounds like a TNT women detective show.
Yeah.
Starling and Grackle. Solving bird-related mysteries.
I would watch that show.
I had to get some kind of facts in there because I don't know anything about titmice specifically.
They lay eggs. They have nests.
Come on.
Other obvious
what kind of
things?
Nests? So birds make different kinds of nests. I don't remember the types, but
conical.
Some are like
it's a conical nest.
Some are like a classic nest.
Sure.
Like what you when someone says bird nest, that's what you think.
Yeah, yeah. That's some called, of them make that's like called the twig frisbee.
Full on little mud huts, kind of yeah. like mm-hmm.
those are called adobe nests.
Sure. Yeah. A couple of them just like live in holes in the ground, like yeah. animals.
Right. Yeah. Those are called golems.
I think probably classic, right? They probably live in trees.
Classic? No, I already said it's conical, man.
So they make a big cone.
They
nest?
Make a big cone, yeah.
Sure.
They make a big cone, and their tufts and their boobs hang on the top like a little ice cream cone.
Do they live in like a small family unit, or like is it a big cone of like dozens or hundreds? Because there's
no,
that.
No, it's like a townhome.
There's like a species of birds in Africa. That, like, it's a massive nest.
I'm sure we're going to see that massive nest when we tour Niger.
And there was, like, a nature documentary I saw where, like, the nest caught on fire because, like, a water droplet on a tree nearby, like, focused light.
What?
So, like...
This is some fucking 9/11 conspiracy yeah. theory level bullshit.
So
right
we're
here.
Watching this nature documentary, and they're like, oh, there's, like, water condensing on this branch nearby. And it's
uh-oh.
Focusing light on this mat. I'm like... There's no way that whoever shot this documentary saw that coming. I'm calling bullshit. I'm saying y'all started a fire because you wanted to see a bunch of birds fly out of a flaming nest.
Well, I mean, isn't it not as likely that a flaming nest happened and they're like, what the fuck is going on? And then they had to go back and look at the tape to figure it out.
No.
No?
I don't believe it. I don't believe them for a second. I think they... I'm saying arson, bird arson.
Well, what if it was like Ancient Aliens?
It was probably Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote, all right.
He hates birds.
What
one
do,
in particular.
What do these boob-loving birdies like to eat? Did you say poop?
What? No, I said boobs.
You said boobs.
They love to eat boobs.
They love to eat boobs.
Seeds, probably. I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, they eat the crap out of some bird seed.
They tear into that seed. You get a bag of seed, they can't get enough.
Nah, they're
little
like...
sunflowers, yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, it's like that. They're making... They're getting their money's
what are
worth
they like?
Out
they're
of
like
that trip.
They like suet, probably.
Mm, yeah.
They might like... A bean once in a while.
A bean?
Just throw a bean in.
Some legumes?
Like a legume.
Oh, boy.
Like a cannellini bean.
I like the episodes where we just give up right from the start. We're like, all right, here's our topic. Well, I'm not going to win this one. Let's talk about bird boobs. That's what the people want.
Yep. They want Danger Mouse with Big Naturals, and they want to hear about a flaming bird nest conspiracy from when I was in, like, seventh grade.
All right, let's go to my favorite part. Famous pop culture references of tufted titmice.
Okay, so there's got to be, like...
Like a Rodney Dangerfield bit?
That's what I'm trying to think. It's like a Jerky Boys call.
Hey!
Where they...
Hey! Hey! It's me, Jerky! I got a case of tufted titmice from the Shakespearean times!
Yeah, they're calling, like, a pet store, and they want to get... boob birds, and they think it's very funny, and it is for like the first minute, and it goes on for like 18 minutes. That was my experience with most Jerky Boys calls that I listened to.
Yeah, well, that was it. It was an era, though. It was a very specific moment in time where that was the pinnacle achievement of comedy. Yeah, silence is the proper response.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know anything about these birdies. They're little. They are mouse-sized.
What do they taste like?
You gotta assume chicken. Just because it's a bird. Like, I don't know.
Well, duck doesn't taste like chicken. Turkey doesn't taste like chicken. There are different birds that taste like different
things. Does it taste like seitan? Because otherwise, I don't fucking know.
No, I don't even fucking know what seitan is.
It's wheat protein. It's gluten.
Oh, great.
It's just gluten.
So I was trying to queue up the Facebook page, but instead of writing tufted, I just wrote the word tit and got very confused.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of different entries for
that
one, bud.
That was weird.
Tufted titmouse.
What is a tufted puffin? I wish we would have got that.
Oh, that's more fun to say, even though it doesn't have tits in it.
All right. Well, I mean, that's all we got. Let's take a break. We'll pull up the actual Wikipedia page.
And take our loss.
Take it. We'll motorboat that son of a bitch into the lost column. All right. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this word from our improvised Wikipedia sponsors.
Hey, John.
Yeah, Glenn.
You know what I bought at the store?
No, I don't.
Gravel.
You bought gravel?
Yeah, like, you ever need a bunch of little rocks?
I haven't to date.
Well, might I recommend gravel?
I will keep that in mind if I ever need it.
In bags. You could get it just in loose handfuls in parking lots. You can just pick it up. You can make it at home. Put rocks in your blender and then on pulse for 3 minutes.
But what you're saying is people should definitely buy it because that would help support our sponsor.
Yeah. Well, when you buy it, it's good. And when you make it, like most, like the Nicole Byers whole Netflix show is stuff looks good when you buy it and you try to make it.
It sucks.
At home and you do a bad job.
She's a national treasure, by
She's
the way.
She's great.
Ugh, so good.
Gravel. Like Nicole Byers could probably make the shit out of some gravel. You'd buy that gravel.
Fuck yeah, I'd buy that
This
gravel.
Episode brought to you by Nicole Byers gravel bags. Do you need gravel? Get the good stuff.
Nicole made it while filming Netflix specials. She's a goddamn national treasure.
Nailed it. That's I couldn't remember the name of her show.
Yeah, you got there.
Nailed it.
Good job, bud.
It's a good show. It's fun.
If you're buying gravel, use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout. Save some dough. All right, we are back. Glenn, we got a shot. This is one of the shortest animal pages I have ever seen on Wikipedia.
Well, you're right. I'm looking at a picture of one of these little son of bitches.
Yep.
You know what's up on that head?
A little tuft.
Ooh, that's
tuft,
a tuft. That's
or
a tuft,
crest,
buddy.
If you will. Yeah, so got that right. Interesting choice to only show the profile of the bird, so we can't
Why?
Confirm or deny your theory of feathered boobs.
What? You think those would show up better dead on?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I'm not familiar with
bird
boobs. No, I mean. All right.
You get a much
all right, you
better
ready?
Idea of boob size in profile, I think.
No, that's true.
I know, because I feel like if people look at me front on, they might not think I have boobs. And then when
right.
they catch me from the side, they're like, ooh, damn, man.
Oh, I get that now. I
eat less pizza. And then I say, I can't because I don't eat meat. It's hard to find things to eat on the road. Pizza.
The
Pretty good pizza in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You don't let me do this? What
no.
are you going to do? Come
no.
on, man.
I don't want to lose.
We got a shot. I'm telling you, there's no. There's
this
one,
is like four paragraphs.
Yeah, there's one section, though. Usually there's like seven sections and like whole sorts of charts and shit. There's one photo.
Oh, boy.
There's the Kingdom, Phylum, Class, Order, Family, Genus, Species.
We didn't even do that.
We didn't. Who cares? We got a
shot.
Because
we always really are bad at that.
We can't even remember the categories. It
nah.
doesn't matter. Let me read this
Do
because
it.
We could squeak out a tie here,
Do
and
it.
That would be
Ooh,
miraculous.
Squeak it. Make a little titmouse squeak. Ugh.
The tufted titmouse is a small songbird from North America, a species in the tit and chickadee family.
Yeah, so there's a whole category.
Mm-hmm. The black-crested titmouse, found from central and southern Texas southwards, was included as a subspecies, but is now considered to be a separate species.
Whoa.
Then get the fuck off this Wikipedia separate species.
So you don't
species.
Belong, you can't pat it with other species. We're talking tufted titmice only.
These small birds are approximately 6 inches in length.
Roughly mouse-sized.
With a white front and a gray upper body outlined with rust-colored flanks.
Ooh. Talk about them flanks.
Other characteristics include their black forehead and the tufted gray crest on their head. So we were both right.
Sure.
You called it a crest. I called it a tuft. It's a tufted crest.
I'll take it.
The bird's habitat is deciduous and mixed woods, as well as gardens, parks, and shrubland.
And
shrubland,
parents,
not a thing.
And parents' backyards.
What the fuck is shrubland?
Lands with shrubs. Why are you getting mad at it?
Because they have it as one word. That I mean, like, no. No. There's not a Wikipedia page for shrubland.
Is it a link?
No. Because there's not a page for it, because it's not a thing.
I don't know. I have, like, a pretty good idea of what it... Like a topiary garden.
Get on my team.
Like a big topiary
garden.
We
are on a team, Glenn. This is a team sport.
Like a topiary garden, but real big, like, and less well-groomed.
Stop.
Like a labyrinth situation.
Like the end of The Shining.
Yeah, that's a shrubland.
Great. Though the tufted titmouse is non-migratory and originally native to Ohio and Mississippi.
And Bethlehem.
And Bethlehem. Factors such as bird feeders have caused these birds to occupy a larger amount of territory across the United States.
You know why? Love that seed.
Love that
seed. Talked about it. Point for us.
From 1966 through 2015, the tufted titmouse population has increased by more than 1.5% per year throughout the northeastern U.S., Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Barely worth noting.
The tufted...
That's like within the margin of error for just how many birds you're counting.
Yeah.
You can't brag about a 1.5% increase, titmice.
Here they are. The tufted titmouse forages on branches and sometimes on the ground. It eats mainly insects, especially caterpillars, but also seeds, nuts, and berries, and will still store food for later use. It can be curious about humans and will sometimes perch on a window ledge and seem to be peering into the house.
Come on.
That doesn't happen. That
citation
would be amazing.
Needed. Mm. You can't just talk about how they be creeping.
Whoa. You just wait, because apparently, quote, it's more shy around bird feeders.
This is some bullshit.
Its normal pattern there is to scout the feeder from the cover or the trees or brushes, fly to the feeder, take a seed, and fly back to cover and eat it.
Unless the citation for this is Susie Buttress of the Casual Birder podcast, I'm not buying it.
You want to know what the citation actually is?
Nothing.
Citation needed, actually.
Of course it does.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't give us FBI profiles of birds and then not back it up.
Tufted titmice nest in a hole in a tree, either a natural cavity, a man-made nest box, or sometimes an old woodpecker nest. They line the nest with soft material, sometimes plucking hair from a live animal, such as a dog. If they find shed snake skin, they will try to incorporate pieces of it into their nest. Well, that is terrifying. Their eggs are under an inch long and white or cream-colored with brownish or purple spots. Citation needed. No one knows what these eggs look like. The lifespan of a tufted titmouse is approximately 2.1 years, and they can live for more than 10. What? Okay, so your average lifespan is 2.1 years, but they can live for more than a decade.
Hard out there for a titmouse.
Yeah, man. Whew. These birds will, on average, have a clutch size of 5 to 7 eggs. Unlike many birds, the offspring of tufted titmice will often stay with their parents during the winter and even after the first year of their life. Aww. Sometimes a bird born the year before will help its parents raise the next year's young. Citation needed there, though. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 citation needed.
I'm calling a win here.
I don't know how to call a win.
I will. This is a bad entry.
It's a bad entry, but we did a terrible job, too. We got the nest wrong. We
talked about where they are. We mentioned they love seeds. We got the crest thing.
We said they have breasts. And I guess technically they do.
I said it looked like they have breasts.
I don't know, man. You really want to call this a win? You think this is a win in your heart of hearts? You think we did a better job?
The amount of bullshit in this very short article, I think, disqualifies them from contention.
Okay, but that doesn't mean we win.
It does.
That could be a push, baby. Because think back to the nonsense we were spouting off about 15 minutes ago.
I didn't talk about Danger Mouse having boobs for like a solid 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But I got citations for it. If you want,
What are the citations? I haven't opened that incognito window yet, Glenn.
I'll draw that picture.
Oh, boy. You know what? I'm on board.
This is
how teams work, Glenn. I got your back.
There's no
way. This is
a
win for us.
There's no way this garbage article can win.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. There's no other sections. That's literally all it is.
And it's so bad, you can't call it. Here's why you can't call it a tie. Because this is garbage nonsense. They're talking about how much birds love peering into windows because they're curious little fellas. That's nonsense.
Well, they're also shy at the bird feeder.
No. You can't bird whisper garbage into your Wikipedia article and expect to win.
And they didn't, because I'm calling it a win for us.
I'm calling it a win. I'm confident. The one time we did it when we were losing, I said that we won, and I didn't believe it in my heart. I just didn't want to be losing anymore. But this one, I genuinely believe.
All right, I'm on board. That's our 15th win. You know what that means?
We get titmice.
Yep.
Nice. Amelia wanted to get a pet bird, and I told her no.
Yeah, because people with pet birds are weird.
Not a good pet. All it does is make noise and bother you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
They smell and poop everywhere, too.
Most pets are bad pets.
Yeah. So I guess we have to address the tradition here as we wind this episode down. If we were to leave a fake fact on this Wikipedia
page. Let's just leave the one about them peeping into windows, because
yeah,
that's nonsense.
It is. I particularly like the them being shy around bird feeders, because I get that.
I'm going to add, so I say we add to the one about them peeping into windows. Because they want to see naked people. That's why they do it. That's why they're so curious. They peer at windowsills, try to look at you getting out of the shower because they're nasty.
Do those flesh bags have feathery breasts?
Yeah, let me look at their crested tufts.
Well, that's it. We won. That means the score is 15-11-6.
Get out of here, titmouse.
We're killing it, man. We figured you out, Wikipedia. We're coming for you.
This is a bad article.
It is. So, hey, do us a favor. Rate and review the article, the podcast.
Especially if you live in Niger.
Yeah, do that, man. Subscribe, like us on Facebook. Do those simple things to help us out. So glad to be back at it with you, Glenn. I missed you, and it's good to get a win right off that midseason break.
Starting strong. Especially, it feels good because I really didn't think we were going to because, oh, boy, we brought nothing.
Oh,
we brought nothing to the table.
Yep.
On this one, we really got by on Wikipedia's failure on this one.
Well, thanks for listening, duty cyclers. Stay fancy.
Tough that crest.